Good afternoon, everyone. It's about 1 o'clock here on the 9/11. And Mark is getting ready to read. He was not up to reading yesterday, but I think he'll be able to get through it today. He's reading Mark 6, 1 through 28, because Mark is a long chapter. And then we're going to plan on doing our evening update around 6 o'clock tonight. I hope you all are having a good weekend. And we'll see you tomorrow on the fellowship call. Tom and Tori are not going to be able to be with us. They plan on rejoining us next week. And then tomorrow night we're going to have an exposition of teaching. I will send you a link. Those that I think might have an interest in joining us, that starts at 7 o'clock Central. It goes from 1 hour, and it's Paul doing an exposition in Acts. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read down through verse 28.
And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this that which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. But he shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into a house, there abide until ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah the day of judgment for that mighty king. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. No. Others said, that is Elias. And others said, that is a prophet, or is one of the prophets. Okay. But when Herod heard therefore, he said, It is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. Now, for Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man, and a holy and observant man. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And when a covenant day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee, whatever that is. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod, and them that sat with him, the king said to the damsel, Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee into the half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And then she came and straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and a charge the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry yet for his own sake, for sakes which sat with him he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and we went and beheaded him in the prison. Okay. I just read 28. I'm done with 20. You read further or not? You read further past. And brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel. And the damsel gave it to her mother. When read, okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
We did it that time. So now Mark takes Sunday off, so he'll be back on Monday and finish reading the Mark 29 through the end of the chapter.
Yeah.